There are about 50 pupils from Titherington High in Macclesfield who live in the nearby village of Bollington, as well as from a school in Nantwich at the other end of Cheshire East. They've been united against these plans by the council to remove their school buses.
It'd make mornings very tough for me, and after schools very tough as well, because I'd have to get up so much more early, get ready, and just make my way to school. It's a few miles school, and there's not like many ways to get there. There's a road, which is pretty dangerous, and the Middlewood Way, which is a cycle path, and that's pretty dangerous as well, especially in the winter. Bullies could hurt people there.
The Middlewood Way on an early autumn day looks beautiful, except when it's chucking it down. It's an old railway track through the countryside between Bollington and Titherington High School in Macclesfield. It's full of mature trees that are shedding their leaves at this time of year, and if pupils are going to walk to the school, this is the route that they would have to take. The alternatives are too long. But parents say that especially in winter, this track is dark, muddy and dangerous, meaning their children could be at risk of being bullied, mugged, or worse.
There is no emergency service access. And the alternative route, should the Middlewood Way close, which it regularly does, is across a dual carriageway, if there is no other access to Titherington School.
What's wrong with paying to use the ordinary bus that goes to the school?
Well, certainly I don't have a real issue with that, but there are some families that will struggle, and those children will then become vulnerable, and because they will walk down the Middlewood Way. They won't be in a big, large number, as the Cabinet have mentioned today, because they will be stragglers.
All I can hear is that the Cabinet is saying the personal safety of your child does not interest us.
And that's partly because the council says the personal safety of children on the way to school is the responsibility of parents, not the council. Councillor Liz Durham is responsible for the decision, and she admits she wouldn't let her own children walk the Middlewood Way alone.
The parents do not have to let their children walk along that route on their own. I wouldn't let my child walk along it. I've been asked many times whether I would let my child. I took my children to school. I had to go further than these would have to go. They could walk, and they did walk. In the sun, Sundays when it was bright and clearful, absolutely fine, but it's not the responsibility of the council to ensure the personal safety. That is the parents' responsibility.
So that is
why they have their children. They could do, if they were in a group of children, I would be quite happy for them to do the walking train that we are advocating that schools should organise. A bus is not the only way to get your children to school.
But the schools here won't be giving up. There's now talk of appeals. Emmanuel Botway is the head teacher at Titherington High.
We feel that many of the officers and those making the decisions are not au fait and familiar with the Middlewood Way. We're very concerned about what's going to happen in the winter months. You know, obviously around October, November, December time, the weather is really poor. We just want Cheshire East Council to support one of its most successful schools.